In the name of the one undivided God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Many, many years ago when I began ordained ministry, every Christmas I learned that Christmas Day service was always one that I looked forward to. It had a unique gift. It's kind of like the after party of worship and all. You look so much energy is put into Advent and the Christmas Eve services that when Christmas Day arrives, it's kind of a special, unique service. And after about 5 or 6 years of planning very special sermons for those events, I finally realized that every year I'd write something for Christmas Day, and I'd, on my way to church, I'd throw it away. I said, I can't say this. This is completely wrong. This just doesn't make sense for the day. So that after that, it has now become the one service of the year that I don't think anything about until I start walking to church. And there's a kind of a freedom in that, because I've learned that there's, for some things in life, you the build up and you expect something to happen, but when it's there, everything is different. And you can't predict it. You know, and you have some awareness of it, but there's something different in that moment of now. And Christmas Day for me is a reminder that I'm not in control. I try to be in control, but somehow the mercies and blessings of God just keep coming. And they turn around and hit me in a way that I don't expect. We try to plan it, and we think we know, and this is what God is doing, or this is what's happening. This has been going on for centuries. Paul in Thessalonians, the letter to Thessalonians, Paul is advising people all sorts of advice. He's saying, now you don't need, well, how about getting married? Why bother? Jesus is coming any day. I mean, whatever you're doing, we're preparing for something that's going to happen real soon. But after about 20 years of ministry, he was like, well, here's the book of Romans. It's a theology about how we live our lives in the ongoing and in a larger sense of it's going to be a while. I was wrong. We have that sense throughout history of this is it. This is the moment. I know what's going to be. And it's not always the case. In the 1800s, there was a great movement of sell everything you've got. Go on a mountaintop. Jesus is coming on this day. It didn't happen. And they said, well, no, we're off by 2 weeks. It's going to be in 2 weeks. And then after the second time and it didn't occur, they're like, what do we do? How are we going to do this? And this is where the birth of the Seventh-day Adventist Church came about. How do we understand things? We don't have control. We don't know everything. It is so important to know that, you know, the first reading, that God is saying, I am bringing this to pass, a new Jerusalem, a new way. We're not doing it. God is doing it. We have to be aware that we're part of that process. How do we enter and be in this moment of grace? There are important times when we need to prepare. If you're preparing a Thanksgiving dinner for a bunch of people, it's good to buy the turkey ahead of time, or at least thaw it a couple days ahead of time, so that it will have time to thaw. It's good enough to plan if you're going to mail cards out for the Christmas season, Christmas cards, to plan so it might get there in time. These are plannings that we do, and it's important that we plan and have some awareness of that, but ultimately, God is in control. I fight this over and over again. When somebody is in dire need or some help, I can look at a situation and say, I tell you what you need to do. I have no control of making people do what they really should do. Sometimes it's very obvious to me. Sometimes when they do something else and it works out, I'm very thankful that they didn't listen to my advice, because it was not always the right advice. Sometimes they do things and I said, you know, I want to say, I told you so. And I look at my children. I've been trying to control their lives for years. It hasn't gone the way I've planned it. And there are times when they try to control me, and I know exactly when they're doing that, and it's not going to go the way they liked it. We are not in control of the larger picture of life, and the lessons today are very clear. Things are going to be difficult. Things are going to be problematic. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be hauled up. And when you get hauled up before authority, don't plan what you're going to need to say. Don't have it all written out. This is what I'm going to, they're going to ask, and these are the questions I'll answer. Simply be there in that moment, and God's grace will be sufficient. The questions may not be the ones that I anticipated. In fact, it might be much nicer than I thought. But God's grace to respond is present in that moment. and to see what is being asked at that time of me. To understand that the blessing that is before me is the blessing that is before me, not the one I'm anticipating that is down the road or that was previously. We have been blessed. We are being blessed and we will be blessed. But for us now, it is to understand the blessing of now, the blessing of the present moment, that there is a grace in this moment, and it is in the small events of this moment that God really speaks to us most clearly. I look for the big events, and I'm distracted by big events elsewhere, but God continues to be present in this moment. I have a bird feeder outside my window, and I always keep thinking of Bill, all Goodwill, and all the birds, and all the different kind of birds, and I kind of think, can I identify this one or not? Where's Bill when I need him? But as in those moments of the birds coming back, it's a very simple thing and a blessing of how they live their lives, and they all have their importance, and they're all arguing back and forth of who's going to get on the thing, and there's a whole world of pecking order of little goldfinch and different things are going back and forth, and it's so important to them. And as I watch, I realize, my world is the same way. All very important, and we're all going about our business, just as the birds around the feeder. All so important. And watching them do that, I realize it's all okay. It's all okay. The blessing of those birds in that moment somehow connected me with a much larger reality of God's grace. It is the blessing of this moment that we cannot prepare ourselves for. In the midst of crises and pain and hardship, it's like, God, please, may there be a day of justice or a day when everything will be all right, not realizing that this suffering that I'm going through is a blessing that God has given me. And in this, my life will be defined in a way that will give life and meaning to others. Likewise, when things are going so well, oh God, keep it this way forever. This is wonderful. This is great. Not realizing that actually this blessing and this wonderful time is keeping me from really taking time to be with God. Because I'm so just reveling in the moment that I'm forgetting that God actually brought this into being. How do I back away from all of those distractions to just be in this moment of difficulty and pain and blessing and joy? Questioning, pondering, the anticipation before the seasons of the holiday seasons. This is a holy moment of breath to be still, to hear God again in the quiet before the crowds. There are certain wonderful, as one of the things why I love the Christmas Day service, because it is, there's the expectation of Christmas Eve is this is what we do, but on Christmas Day, it's all okay. It's the after party. When the friends gather together, when we kind of pick the hymns by, what do you want to sing next? Which Christmas hymn do you want to sing next? There is a beauty in that informality of grace, that God's blessing will surprise us again, where I don't need to plan anymore because the blessing is before me. It is a reminder to me this is preaching to myself, planning the event when family gathers and a meal, I'm already thinking ahead of, okay, where, how do we have enough chairs? And then when the gathering occurs, I'm so busy planning, okay, are we gonna clean this all up and I gotta get the chairs back and all this stuff? And it's like, wait a minute, what happened in between? What happened in this moment when we are together? This is where God's grace is blessing us now. And in our being present in this moment, we become part of God's work in creating the New Jerusalem. We become the vehicles in which God is using to bless the world in which we live. Let us not be distracted by the cultural events or the stress and anxiety of our minds, but rather the blessing of God in our heart. Amen.